What's the famous jargon phrase here? Something recapitulates. Ontology recapitulates biologically.
Biologically.
And then comes back. This is, I have some overheads on this. I guess I won't bother with them now. This was one of the, I'm not sure if Darwin used it, but some of the people used it very quickly afterwards. If you look at embryonic development of animals, you see them go through a sequence, for example, where it seems like they have gill slits here in the neck. And they, for example, in humans, you see a kind of a tail-like structure that develops at the back, which then shrinks away later. And the basic argument that was deduced was this, was that in the development of the fetus of, you know, just about anything, we were seeing evolution taking place from the simple to the complex. There was this, the fetus was going through the evolutionary stages of gills and tails and so on, and until it was finally born. That model was been attacked and pretty well shot down, I would say. The basic problem that the people who study embryos, embryology, have come across is the problem that some of these structures seem to be required for the development of the animal. And if it's a structure that's required for the fetus to develop, you can't say that that proves something about the evolution of the animal because the structure is there. So these probes in the neck and things like that could not be shown, the cells in these probes could not be shown to be related to any part of the circulatory system of the animal, for example, as it developed later, or any part of the lungs of the animal as it developed later. So basically it was a phenomenological thing. We saw these structures that looked primitive, but when you would study the cells, where they came from and what they later developed into in the embryo as it developed, it wasn't showing, these structures weren't related to anything that they looked like, the gills being the more famous thing. So basically in embryology, they sort of backed off of this embryonic development showing you evolutionary processes and consider it kind of a dead idea. And there's plenty of secular guys who can ridicule it better than I can in that regard.